Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show's mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present Team Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. Yo, I wonder, can people hear me? Can I get an amen if people can hear me? I don't even know what's going on. Goodness, still having some technical issues. We're trying to get over on them, fix it. Like to thank everyone for listening. We're doing news and commentary like always. Oh God. I am. Okay, there we go. Before we get started, we have the Crotch Shot Radio Show Cougar.
Wow.
Down, Christy. Down.
Wow.
Down, Christy Cougar. Down, Christy Cougar. Yeah, first news we got on the stack is. Alrighty, we got, goodness, why is she, alright, Coca-Cola accused of using porn to target children on Facebook. A Facebook promotion for Dr. Pepper, part of the Coca-Cola drinks range, posted a reference to a notorious pornographic film on the wall of an underage girl. As part of the promotion, users allowed the company to hijack their Facebook status box, posting apparently embarrassing messages under their names. More than 160,000 people signed up for the hoax status, which included "lost my special blankie," "how will I go sleepies," and "what's wrong with peeing in the shower?" But the marketing drive backfired when a parent complained that her 14-year-old daughter's hijacked status claimed that she watched a hardcore pornographic film, which is notorious for the obscene practices it depicts. Yep. Christie's a cougar. Cougar Christie. Oh, now we got Obama. Yeah, that's why I only drink Pepsi. Me and Obama have something in common. I drink Pepsi. Pepsi's delicious. So
their logos match.
What?
That was on purpose.
That was what?
That was on purpose?
Yeah, apparently. The promotion that they had, people were posting stupid comments in everybody's Facebook account to be funny, and somebody put this comment that a 14-year-old girl was watching hardcore porn on her Facebook wall. Using this Coca-Cola promotion. She and Coca-Cola had offensively offered to compensate her with a night in a hotel and West End theater tickets, adding lots of use to me. We live in Glasgow. Other Mumsnet users reacted furiously to the news of the disgusting promotion and praised Mrs. Rickman for bringing it to light. Coca-Cola has since apologized and announced an investigation into its promotion procedures. Executives said they had approved the offending message without realizing its true meaning. Whoops. Some good news, especially for people that live in New York. This should have gone without saying, But Congressman introduces resolution to protect citizens who videotape cops. This is by Carol Miller. Wait, not the whole thing. No, sorry, I didn't fucking... All right. Anyways, oh, wow, the whole story didn't freaking pop up. All right, I got to fucking find it. Anyways, Congressman Ed Towns proposed a new bill to protecting people who film cops. Apparently, Ed Towns, I have to freaking Google it now. Cause
you should film cops everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just goes. I film cops all the time, especially. I mean, but they hate the fact that they get put on YouTube if they do something stupid. Here it is. This is from Democracy. Goodness, I hate when shit doesn't go together. A U.S. congressman has introduced a resolution that would protect citizens who videotape cops in public from getting arrested on state wiretapping charges. Adolphus Towns, a Democrat from New York, surprising, introduced a resolution on Thursday, the same day U.S. Today wrote a scathing editorial denouncing these types of arrests. So this is due to the case in Maryland. A man could face 16 years for filming a cop. And damn it, where is it? Oh God! All right. Can't be doing. Yeah, this is from carolsmiller.com. Found it. Where the fuck is it? Yeah. All right, screw it. Moving on. Can't find it in time. So, oh, yeah. Well. Some of you probably heard me on today's Freedom Files. Talking about Freemasonry and We Are Change. Yeah, apparently We Are Change thought they were slick in trying to hide an article they wrote praising one of their own, who's a self-admitted 32nd degree Freemason. This was written by Anzella, a.k.a. the Mad Prophet. Oh, my goodness. That means he's a crazy prophet, meaning he comes out with lies and shit. Anyways, I'm going to read the article that they wrote here, and this is the cached version. Haha, we got it. Over the past few weeks, there have been many rumors that hit the mills regarding We Are Change New York City. As a group, we chose to ignore each story as it came out, refusing to add fuel to the fires. Well, they added fuel to this one. We understand the complexities in these stories, and we will begin to address them before they become out of hand, which has begun to happen. Maybe because you guys were deleting shit and deleting We Are Change chapters for questioning. Yes, like We Are Change Norwich. One of our members is under fire due to his affiliations with Freemasonry. Craig P. Fitzgerald is a Freemason, home lodge 285 in New York City. We do understand the questions and the concerns many may have of a figure like Craig within the truth movement being involved in Freemasonry. It has been a topic of conversation among We Are Change New York City members at meetings, with many different viewpoints addressed. Wow, really? As a group that preserves the rights of the Constitution, we believe our members are allowed to choose the activities that suit them in their personal life. Craig has shown dedication and courage in his efforts of helping We Are Change, educating the public on the atrocities of the New World Order. He has shown no signs of Freemasonry interfering with the quality and sincerity of his work for We Are Change.
What?
Craig...
You can't defend Freemasonry on any basis. The truth movement is incompatible with Freemasonry, just like it's incompatible with the New Age, which is really Masonic anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go. In fact, feel free and chime in.
And if you ask questions, they change you from a member to a non-member. That's change. We are change. They change you from to a non-member. That sucks.
Yeah, well, yeah, and who the fuck is always calling me on the middle of the show? Oh, Jesus. Everybody's always calling. I'm going to shut off this fucking phone. yes. Craig Fitzgerald is a true patriot who is open about his affiliations with Freemasonry. As a group, We Are Change is filled with members of different backgrounds, Christians, Muslims, Jews. So let me get this straight. They're comparing a group, a Luciferian cult, a group that worships Luciferianism, to other religious groups. Christians, Muslims, Jews, Rastafarian, anarchists, conservatives, liberals, atheists, teachers, veterans, Americans, Europeans, Middle Easterners, African Americans, and now a Freemason. Oh, look, what they trying to do?
Rastafarians are Orthodox Christians.
So why are they trying to lump Freemasonry with those groups? Veterans. Oh my goodness. Actually, no, they kicked out a veteran. They kicked out a Vietnam vet. Called him crazy. This group is not so accepting of people. Because when this person was asking about transparency, they kicked him out. And he has severe PTSD because he fought he fought in Vietnam. He saw people get killed. And they disagree against him. In fact, Luke said, "Oh, he's crazy. That's crazy," which means we can't take him seriously. And guess what? He's now head of an art group that promotes aerosol arts or graffiti art, and it got a whole bunch of press. So that's very good for a crazy person, you know what I mean? Anyways, we do have concerns about Freemasonry and its tied to global governance and the agenda of the New World Order, but we do understand that not all Freemasons are involved in conspiracy and elitist games. Okay, that's partly true. Not a lot of people know about the New World Order and the Freemasonry. They think it's just like the freaking Water Buffalo Club on the Flintstones. You know, they just get together, drink some beer, you know, get away from the wives a little bit. But the thing is, the point is, Craig Fitzgerald is a 9/11 truther. He's a conspiracy theorist who has looked into the New World Order and should know that the Freemasonry is a Luciferian cult.
If you can't be clear on who we're fighting, we have an extremely clear enemy. And if you want to play dodge, you know, pretend this and pretend that, then you're not on our side either. You know, I mean,
yeah.
What's the deal? We Are Change.
Yeah. Okay, Obama in the TalkShoe chat room is saying, the free gays are old school. It's Biden pulling the strings for the Pope with my buddy Ramitz for the shit state for Israel. Okay.
Rom is quitting.
Yeah. What, is he doing the
Well, there must be something more evil he has to do for them, you know. He doesn't have time for this now.
Yeah, is Rahm Emanuel the Jewish Dick Cheney?
I don't know. Biden might be that. But actually, Biden's really stupid because he talks. I don't understand how he can be on their side and just open his mouth the way he does. But, you know, I guess that's them. They're the dumbest people in the world. They call themselves Illuminati. We don't.
Well, there you go. In fact, back to this article here. We do have concerns about Freemasonry and its ties to global governance agenda, but we do understand that not all Freemasons are involved in the conspiracy and elitist games. Since there are many different levels, you have to question, if you have any questions, Craig Fitzgerald, Freemasonry, and We Are Change New York, you have to contact the We Are Change Facebook page or Craig Fitzgerald Facebook page. Unlike Freemasonry, we conduct no business in secret. Bullshit! Bullshit!
I know that he can't answer your questions. He took oath not to tell you.
Yeah.
And We Are Change conducts business in secret?
Yes, they do. They act more and more like a secret society. In fact, you want to this? You know the whole. You know what's the contradiction of this? The fact that I had to freaking find a cached version of this website because they deleted it off their site. The fact that I have to read this from a webcache.google instead of wearechange.org.
I don't understand this. I always see these groups all sticking together in this kind of way. I've never seen a group that would stick together for me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, who would ever stick up for me like that?
No, but they stick up. They stick up for the wrong people, though.
Right.
Because if it's anyone like me who's like, yo, this is according to the code of conduct, we need a financial report each month. Get out! You're causing trouble. Get out! Oh. And everyone stay shut. And everyone stays shut. You know, I mean, this is just me speculating, but I think the whole group of We Are Change are now Freemasons. They got tapped, and that's it. They're all Freemasons now. In fact, here's their official
statement.
We are Masons. We're a bunch of bricklayers that like to build pyramids. They build pyramids on their spare time.
Well, that's kind of resting on their laurels. I mean, how long ago was that? Jeez. What have they done for us lately?
Yeah, man. We Are Change New York City has decided to make the following statement. Based on the guidelines of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our mission statement, and our code of conduct. You know what? Let's go to this code of conduct. Because if it has anything about Freemasonry and the code of conduct, that'll be hilarious, because when I read the code of conduct, there was nothing about Freemasonry being acceptable. Their race, religion is one thing. Secret societies is totally another. Let me see. I'm on the WeAreChange.org page, which I monitor on a daily now. Because they're gonna keep giving me gold with this. They give me the ammo that I use to freaking burn them with. And here it is. We Are Change recognizes all members as have inalienable rights as sovereign individuals, written Constitution, Bill of Rights, and such rights shall be honored at all times. All members will treat each other with respect at all times. Weekly meetings. Weekly meetings should be held, discussed, debate, blah, 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 reimbursements for expense. COINTELPRO will not be tolerated unless we are the COINTELPRO, pretty much. Oh, man, this is just ridiculous. But anyways, go to crotchoutradio.com. It's sticky there, and check it out. Anyways, here we finally found the article. Congressman introduces resolution to protect citizens who videotape cops. A U.S. congressman has introduced a resolution that would protect citizens who videotape cops in public from being arrested on on state wiretapping charges. Adolphus Towns, a Democrat from New York, introduced a resolution on Thursday, the same day USA Today wrote a scathing editorial denouncing these types of arrests. Adolphus Ed Towns. These types of arrests have become an epidemic throughout the country as more people are carrying some type of video recording device on them at all times. But the case that has gained the most national attention has been the arrest of Anthony Graber, a National Guardsman who is facing 16 years in prison because he uploaded a video of a Maryland state trooper pulling out a gun on him during a traffic stop. Ain't that ridiculous? Okay, a cop freaking pulls a gun on you. You're unarmed, and the only thing you got is a video camera, and you get arrested for pull it out. Anyway, yeah. So that's just stupidity right there. What are we gonna do? Especially we had a freaking pig in fucking Christie's chat room in Truth Brigade. I mean, these people need to stop, man. They think we're stupid, you know? They think that who they are now. Anyways, we got moving on. We're moving on. Are you just figured this out, my brother Luke from fucking AJ? What?
Okay. Do you have a new branch of We Are Change called We Are Shills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are Shills of America. We are Shills for Israel. We are Shills for Israel. Something like that, right? Something like that.
Thanks.
Anyways, yeah. Columbia University Brain Imaging Center routinely injected mental patients with drugs that contain potentially dangerous impurities. These impurities will now be added to your sodas and your Big Macs and shit to enhance flavor. The article describes the impurities as unknown chemicals that may or may not be related to the tracer itself. In other words, the victims could have been injected with anything. As usual, the New York Times fails to provide any context of the atrocity du jour, but feel free to build the next that context on your own, if you dare. And probably best not before bedtime. So yeah, there we go. And I hear Christy say, goddamn Nazi medicine. They get all the Nazi scientists and they bring them here and they give people AIDS. Yes. I don't know if some of you heard this. The federal government shut down a WordPress host with 73,000 political blogs. After the U.S. government took action against several sites connected to movie streaming recently, nerves are jangling over the possibility that this is just the beginning of a wider crackdown. Now that it appears that the free blogging platform has been taken down by its hosting provider on orders of the U.S. authorities on grounds of a history of abuse. Really? So I mean, recently this website that I frequent, which has like movies that are still in theaters, and they stream those movies, and it just recently got shut. I remember you telling me that it's really not against the law for that here in the U.S.
No, did the people go in and plead guilty?
Did the what?
Did the people walk in and plead guilty? You hear a lot of those stories, and you find out later that they went and pled guilty to things that weren't crimes. But the whole thing is if money is changing hands. It's possible that because they had sponsors or something that may have qualified. I don't know. There's a lot of tricks to it, but the key is that if you've given it away for free, that's it. Perfectly fine. What they're trying to stop is the people on the street who are selling bootleg movies on the street.
So they're wait a minute, since they're conducting in commerce, something like
that?
That
would be commerce, because that's something that you obtained that you didn't create, that you're just passing along without adding value to. Although, the entertainment industry made their own law about having it not be, you know, it wouldn't be illegal if it was for free.
Yeah, my question is, though, under the whole free man common law Byzantine system, as you put it, what's to protect anyone from taking what I create, like a song, like a painting, and reproducing it for their own profit.
For their own profit, that's, yeah, that's a different story. It would be, you know, well, that's what even their own entertainment industry's statute, wherever it was, is trying to stop profit. But imagine, I mean, I don't think you have commercials, but imagine I cut the commercials out and repost on Demonoid. I don't think there's anything you can do about that.
Right. I mean,
I just have the Rent Show. I just updated all my Rent shows that I missed them for a while because there wasn't anybody cutting the commercials out. But I found one on Demonoid, so I just got a whole bunch of commercial free. It's not unlawful. Illegal.
Yeah, but
But
my thing is, I mean, let's say I create a song lyrics and the whole nine, like from scratch, no sampling, nothing, you know.
Purple Rain.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm sure that I could be sued for that. I mean, I couldn't have a song called Purple Rain and have all the lyrics the same in the music. I mean, no way.
Or if I made a movie telling women to go bathe themselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, on my motorcycle, and I do these really great performances.
Mm. Do you have a wig and everything and the whole yellow suit?
He doesn't wear a wig, but he does wear heels.
Ew. He still didn't come out looking as freaky as Michael Jackson, so I think Prince wins in that, creepy.
See, when you get this Prince is gay bullshit that you hear from people, you got to realize who is Prince dating? Who has Prince dated? When you list the list of people, I mean, this guy dated Cindy Crawford when she just got to Paris and was unknown. You know what I mean? I mean,
hey, have you seen
Prince has a high voice does not mean that there's anything limp-wristed about him. I mean, this guy is tough.
Have you seen Apollonia nowadays? She's still kind of hot. She's in her 50s, and she's still kind of hot.
Right. I mean, who do you think came up with the name Carmen Electra? Him.
Really?
Yeah, he produced her album. He invented Carmen Electra. She's some wacko from Cincinnati. We're all ashamed that she's from here, but he straightened her out, and then she went kind of wacky on her own later. Oh, Carmen Electra is a very Prince type name anyway, but that's where she comes from.
I thought she was Hispanic.
Not that I know of.
And I thought it since she was married to Dave Navarro for like 10 seconds. Anyways,
it has a real name on the Wikipedia page here.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, hot on the
Carol Lee Patrick.
Tara Lee?
Leigh. That's not very Hispanic as far as I can tell.
Oh, Tara Lee Tara Patrick? That's her name?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tara Pat Tara. I was about to say, if it was Tara, I'm like,
says Irish, German, and Cherokee ancestry.
Oh. Okay. All right. Moving on. Hot on the heels of the recent threats from Vice President Joe Biden and intellectual property enforcer coordinator Victoria Espinel, directed at sites offering unauthorized movies and music last month, U.S. authorities targeted several sites they claimed were connected to the streaming of infringing video material. Operation in Our Sites targeted several sites, including TVShack.net, MovieLinks.tv, oh yeah, that's the one that got shut down, FilesPump.com, now-movies.com, Planet Movies, PirateCity.com.org, ZML.com, NinjaVideo.net, and NinjaThis.net. In almost unprecedented action, the domain names of 7 sites were seized, and indications are that others, the Pirate Bay and Mega Upload, narrowly avoided the same fate. Damn.
Yeah, these are scare tactics.
I mean, shouldn't the lawyers of these companies be doing stuff like this and not the federal government? What the federal government has to do with this, though? Why are they sticking their nose in this?
Louis, what we're facing here is called corporate fascism. The corporations are the government now.
Ah, it's true. Fears remain, however, that this action is only the beginning and that more sites will be targeted as this month's roll on. Indeed, Torrent Freak has already received information that other sites, so far unnamed in the media, are being monitored by authorities on copyright grounds. You know, these. You know, this is the thing. If I was so, I mean, again, I remember in the many talks that me and you've had that they don't care about profits anymore.
Yeah, they care about control. They're actually choosing control over profits. They always probably wanted to do both at the same time.
Yeah, I mean the thing I'm saying is, the thing I'm thinking is. If someone was so enterprising, they're seeing a trend that people want to watch movies online. Netflix does it, but people want to see new movies. You would think that in 2010, people would much rather pay like $3, $4 or, you know, $2 to see a movie online. You know, why don't they just make it easier for people to watch a movie instead of having to go to a movie theater to see current movies? I mean, wouldn't that be easy?
Yeah, but they love gotcha. You know, I mean, they love gotcha. I'm sure the people that had these sites are all labeled themselves pirate and tricky, and you listed a whole bunch of them. We're all set up and all dropped off at the same time to have these scare tactics. Then they had unnamed, unclear things about Torrent, although there's nothing wrong there. But nothing was prosecuted, nothing went anywhere. And notice it wasn't the companies doing this, it was the government. The government's under a lot of pressure to coordinate with Europe, where it is illegal. They don't have the kind of law we do here. So, you know, it's all just sort of bogus.
Yeah, BloggerTree.com has been with host BurstNet for 7 months, but on Friday, July 9th, the site disappeared. The following Monday, the owner received an email from BurstNet. Due to the history of abuse and ongoing abuse on this BN.blank server, we have opted to terminate the server effective immediately. This termination applies to BN.affiliatesplex.com. Abuse Department, BurstNet Technologies, Inc. Further correspondence received the following response. BX was terminated by request of law enforcement officials due to the material hosted on the server. We are limited as to the details we could provide you, but know that this was a critical matter, and the only available option to us was to immediately deactivate the server. And on later clarification, please note that this was not a typical case in which suspension and notification would be the norm. This was critical matter brought to our attention by law enforcement officials. We had to immediately remove the server. We notified them.
Did they have snuff films on there?
What?
What did they have, snuff films on there? I mean, they're making it out like there was something desperate they had to stop. But what was it?
Yeah. I mean, they're not saying here. Due to the fact that the authorities aren't sharing information with BurstNet are sworn to secrecy, it is proving almost impossible to confirm the exact reason why BloggerTree has been completely taken down. The owner
but you would
does
think
not...
there'd be a clear reason, don't you think?
Yeah.
Why is there not a clear reason?
I mean, even on that alone, wouldn't they be obligated to legally restore the...
Yeah.
I mean, nevertheless, a couple of quick Google searches, which are likely to turn up blogs which link to copyright material, appear to do just that. That said, on any network that this large, this type of activity is bound to happen. Many thousands of blogs on the same platform would have been perfectly legal. All the users are without service, just like when Pirate Bay raids happened and all the people who were on the host sites were also taken down. pointed out an annoyed Blogatree user who contacted Torrent Freak. I have lost my personal site, and I don't have any way to contact the owner since his contact info was on Blogatree.com site, and that was the only way to contact him. Indeed, 73,000 blogs is a significant number to take down in one swoop. Regardless of what some users of the site may or may not have been doing, time will tell if it was indeed a copyright complaint that took down the service, but the signs are certainly there. Not so long ago, the conclusion this type of action could be taken on copyright grounds would have been dismissed out of hand, but the current atmosphere seems to be changing.
I don't think so at all. I think that's a total lie. And if it was something wrong, they would be able to tell you what it was. But apparently they can't. I mean, don't you think there's something really, really odd there?
If it was wrong
and it was such an emergency, it would be a clear, identifiable thing they could point to. This is the law and this was the violation. How come they can't do that? They can't quite get there, can they? That seems really suspicious to me, and it seems like it's a bogus story. And, it's worth reading because of how bogus it is. There's something really wrong here. I don't know what it is, but, I mean, it just sounds – I mean, because of the smoky nature of it, don't you think there's something particularly wrong here? Yeah.
Very much so. I mean, the fact that they had to – I mean, couldn't they have done it more surgically? I mean, why did they have to shut down – the whole server? They couldn't just shut down the site itself?
Suggesting, that's why I made a joke about it being a snuff film or something like that. I mean, I don't think that was it either. But, I mean, if there was something clear, they could have pointed to it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't because they had Avatar on there, you know. I'm positive that wasn't it.
Yeah, I'm hearing a bad thing. I still haven't watched that movie.
I'm not going to. I don't like being manipulated by the NWO.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Beach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only, in association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Yeah, Christy is leads a stud. She hasn't been plowed since the Reagan administration. So, there you go. This next story we got, this is kind of interesting. Why isn't Mel Gibson's Russian girlfriend charged with wiretapping? Mel Gibson and his ex-girlfriend, 40-year-old Oksana Grigorvina, have gotten international attention after audio tapes allegedly between the two have been released to the public. The tapes, which include raging profanity-laced tirades purportedly voiced by Gibson, were released by Radar Online in a melodramatic day-by-day manner custom-made for Hollywood gossip rags. Oksana, who has a 12-year-old son with James Bond actor Timothy Dalton, has denied that she released the audio tapes. People magazine reported Friday that Gibson and Oksana had signed a contract in May guaranteeing that the conversation she taped, which allegedly took place in February, would never go public. This past Thursday, L.A. Superior Court Judge Scott M. Gordon allowed Gibson to continue visitation with his 8-year-old baby daughter, or 8-month-old baby daughter, including overnight visits, yet at the same time demanded Gibson surrender any firearms that he owns. Judge Gibson is a former Santa Monica police officer and prosecutor who served as a legal specialist for the so-called UN International Court. This may explain his anti-gun bias. Judge Gordon wrote a book in 2003 outlining Hitler's atrocities. He was appointed to his current Superior Court position only 3 months ago by soon-to-be termed-out Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, another notorious gun grabber and son of a Nazi officer. One aspect of the case that I haven't seen, well, this is again, this is from, forgot to mention, this is from Martin Hill from the L.A. County Libertarian Examiner. He writes for them a lot. This past Thursday, L.A. Superior Court One aspect of the case that I haven't seen addressed is the legality of the taping itself. PrivacyRights.org explains the Federal Communications Commission and the California Public Utilities Commission have acknowledged the importance of privacy in telephone conversations by placing additional restrictions on tape recording such conversations. California law allows tape recording of telephone calls unless all parties to the there's a difference because in New York is a one-party state. So Oksana could have legally taped Mel Gibson from if she was in New York. But California is a two-party state, meaning both parties have to agree to be taped. So anyway, however, tape recordings can legally be made if individual members of one's family are threatened with kidnapping, extortion, robbery, or other felony involving violence. The person receiving the threats can make a tape recording without informing the other party. Federal law allows recording of phone calls and other electronic communications with the consent of at least one party to the call. A majority of the states and territories have adopted laws based on the federal standard, but 12 states, including California, require consent of all parties to call under most circumstances, also known as a two-party state. Again, New York is a one-party state. So the report. So yeah, Lenny, you there?
That's legally. What about lawfully? There's no rules on lawfully. tape all you want.
Oh, okay. So she
That's
should.
Legally. Are you a person, perhaps?
Yeah.
I'm sure not.
You're not a person?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you are either. I'm positive you're not.
Ah.
Because I'm not. I would hate to think you're a person. I thought you were an actual human being. I mean, you know, you're not a piece of paper, are you?
Nah.
A bomb?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. That's creepy.
I should really do a show on how to get your birth bond from the IRS. That should be...
That's just a FOIA request. You can do a FOIA request online. That's not even that hard.
Oh, really? But, I mean, to get money from your bond, though.
Oh, you can't cash it in. It's not like you can go, here it is, cash it in. No, they won't do that for you.
So what the hell is Slayer Todd talking about that day?
If you cancel your loan, cancel the administration of this loan, it will be paid because the bank is part of the Federal Reserve System. They can get paid through this whole process. They can go and get it from your birth bond. They just won't let you have access to it. You're not a member of the Federal Reserve System. They are. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. Well, I mean, that's...
And see, most of these banks and most of these most of these businesses like Walmart and things like that are mostly bank, less selling to you, more bank. You know what I mean? Like GMAC, GM makes more money selling cars. What am I saying? Selling the loan for the car than they do for the car. They don't care about the car. The car is a reason to get you into debt forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
You pissed off Slayer Todd. He wants to call now.
Oh. Is he calling in?
I don't know. I just pointed out the telephone number.
Damn, he has 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. He just heard his name. I've explained what the meaning was. It doesn't matter. No, but see, a lot of these things that you're in, a lot of these times you're paying some huge administration fee, and they take the money out of your birth fund anyway, and so you're paying them twice or three times or four times for the same loan, and the sickest part of the deal is when you find out that you're the lender. You did it with your signature. You created the money. It's a disgusting, evil thing, this banking.
Actually, Aaron Russo actually got into that briefly. That's how money is made. You make a loan and they just get more money. They create money.
Well, see, what you're doing is you're arranging for them to be the administrator. A lot of this admiralty can be explained as administration law. And so a lot of times when you go into the court, you say, I am the administrator. Well, you have to do it at the right time. And you've just fired the judge because he's acting as administrator. So you're paying an administration fee that's the same size as the loan. So you think that you've gone to the bank and they gave you the money and now you have to pay them back. Well, that's not what's happening at all. Yeah.
You're all righty.
It's just all a lie. But real quickly, because we only have 10 minutes left, pursue it from the common law angle and do not pursue it from the commercial redemption angle. The commercial redemption angle is incredibly complex and will lead you to trouble, and it's also you enter the tiger cage with the tiger. Common law, you're outside the tiger cage talking to the tiger. It's easier not to get bitten that way. People, this is all true, but people try to do it from this bizarre commercial redemption angle, and it is really dangerous and bad.
Yeah, I mean,
it will lead you to trouble. Yeah.
So unless you know what the hell you're doing, don't fuck.
And even then, I wouldn't do it that way. It's really dangerous. You know.
Because why? Because you're making yourself.
If they don't like you, they can just jail you forever. You hear about these horror stories of it. I think that half the reason that some of them tell you to do it this way is so that the whole movement will be discredited. The common law is there the whole time, and it's been fine. Just do it from the common law angle. It's perfectly cool. You don't need to do a lot of this extra work, and you can keep hacking at it. The other way, you're working in fiction, so playwrights have to get their play written the right way the first time. They don't get 10 times. With the common law way, you can keep hacking at it. You get it right.
Yeah. I mean, I actually remember – which kind of got me interested in this whole common law thing. I saw this video from the UK where this court called the person to court, and a representative just brought the birth certificate, and they're like, look, I brought the person here.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to identify yourself as the person, because then you become the surety for the person and its activities.
Mm.
The person is dead. How can you be the surety for? I mean, we live in this corporate fiction, this legal fiction that it's not us. You know what I mean? That's why we're trying to escape this.
Right.
The whole thing's ridiculous.
Oh man. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So all right, moving on. Let's tax marijuana to death like tobacco. This is from British Columbia in Canada.
If you they'll never make it okay for you to have legally, because you could then once they make it legal, they can't tax it because you'll just grow it in the backyard.
Yeah, but what's gonna happen when if they pass this whole resolution in California to tax it?
It'll go nowhere. These are all phony things, trying to get your hopes up and then dash them and all that. They will not do it. The reason that they will not do it is because of DuPont. It's about
it's a ballot initiative.
I know they'll all vote for it, but it's made federally illegal. Not the state doesn't have a law against this. The feds do, and they don't have a law. They have a statute and an act. You know. They have a Drug Enforcement Act. I mean, their first dodge against this was really funny. Number one, it was racist. It was about they were trying to prevent black men from getting together with black women or with white women, which was incredibly racist. I mean, what kind of ass does that? I mean, as far as put write that in there. I mean, make sure. But then they fixed it so it was still legal, but you had to have a tax stamp. But of course, they wouldn't let you have the tax stamp. So it's kind of like you can get a concealed carry in New York, but you have to be Robert De Niro to get it. You know?
And why?
So if
why
you're not Robert De Niro, you're screwed. You know.
So how come Robert De Niro gets one?
He's special. That's really sick. He's not more special than me or you, right?
Why does Bobby D get to carry a gun?
Because that's who he is, and they want to tell us that we're just plebes, and how dare we want something, and, you know. I just went out, yeah.
Get me out of this crazy train.
I know, nuts. But, no, what I'm saying about the tax stamp, so if you could get a tax stamp, you could grow pot, but you couldn't get a tax stamp, so it's a moot point. But, see what I mean, then they can say, well, we didn't make it illegal. You just have to apply for a tax stamp. Oh, okay, well, how do I get one? You can't? I hate them.
Can't
it's a
plan.
That? God made it. Shut up. How about that?
All right. So, I mean, well, can we use the Freeman method to
it
make
is,
it legal?
Awful. People use the common law all the time to do it, although the cops will lose their minds. But it's perfectly fine, especially in Canada where they're not as crazy as they are here. Like Menard's done it. Menard operated an after-hours club where they did sell pot, and it's perfectly okay. And the cops would come in and just watch, and there's nothing they could do. But in America, they'll just shoot you just for fun, and then they'll claim you were resisting arrest. But what was the charge? Well, he was resisting arrest. Well, what was the charge? He was resisting arrest. He assaulted a police officer. They'll just make something up because they know that the fundamental thing's not illegal. Our police are just criminals here. Of course, most places are.
Yeah. I should remember have you seen the movie Serpico yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, remember
it was
that
the one
part
good cop. So it was kind of a science fiction film.
Yeah, he's in upstate New York now.
Yeah.
No, because in Serpico, they're like, Mary Jane, and they made all the cops smoke it.
Yeah, that was a funny scene. Yeah. That was supposed to piss everyone off. Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, you make the cops smoke the pot so that way they know how bad it is? What?
Yeah. And he was kind of science fiction-y. See, in the real life, the cops sell the pot. Because they get it from the CIA. Yeah. That's mainly, also, they mainly just sell coke and heroin, though.
Yeah, well, coke and heroin make cheap prostitutes.
Yeah. It's something that the British East India Company has been doing for a very long time.
All righty.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got... Oh, Slayer Todd is calling in. Okay, got to wait for him to... Yeah, Slayer. Slayer. Slayer.
I clicked allow access. He should be in.
What's up?
Can you do it now? Say hello, Todd.
Hello.
There he is.
What up, Cracker?
What the hell you want?
What up, Cracker?
Did I what up, Cracker?
It's the L&R show now. We're 5 minutes to spare.
Yeah, what took you so long?
I was busy.
Were you doing the southern thing and conducting in domestic violence?
No, I ain't got my wife beater shirt on.
It's yes, because you were talking about beating your wife again last night. Like it's the thing to do. The game's not on. I'm going to slap my wife.
Hey.
Like it's a sport.
Hey. She likes
hey.
It rough.
Yeah, put your wife on real quick.
She can hear you, Cracker.
No. Well, then it's not going to work. Yes, sir. If you need help, just say hello.
We need to give you a shovel. You dug yourself this weird hole. I don't get it, Louie.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's not
picking
funny.
Picking on poor, innocent Southern men.
Right.
There's nothing innocent about that Southerner.
Yes, there is.
There isn't.
He's all talk.
Yeah.
He is all talk. He wouldn't touch a hair on my head.
Oh. Oh, damn, Slay, like she's saying that she wears the pants and you're the bitch.
No.
She said on her head, not yours.
Well, this is just not funny and going nowhere. I don't know.
You know what? It is.
We're going to work on comedy there, Louie.
Yeah.
All right, Louie's going to need to give it up. Give me the show.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow for the Todd show.
Yeah,
Slayer
no.
Todd.
No Slayer Todd. Just muted him. Just muted them. Nah, my show I can mute.
Ah, yeah, you need to.
We came up with this brilliant show that I would watch. I would tape. You know, it's Reekin and the Redneck. This could be a show. I would tape this.
Yeah. Oh man,
Reekin and the Redneck. Coming to NBC.
Yeah,
like Wrestling Relaxation. It's the Reekin and the Redneck show.
All righty. So, anyway,
co-host Todd Slayer Todd.
Anyway, now it's time for me to say goodbye to everyone. Come back tomorrow at 10 p.m. We got the same thing going on. I'm Too Zoom Zencast. Hopefully, we'll get our shit together. So till then, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm not. Shit.